I just take my rake and rake it right on to the stack. And get out and take my fork and just throw it on the stack and pack it all around it. And just see that it's as bright as it was when it was cut. On the outside, it might get a little dark just about like that.
Yeah.
And you get up there and pull it off and it just is put it in bright under there.
What if you had a thing, you have four poles in the ground, you know, and then you had a roof over it that you could move?
Well, that would be a shed, a little shed.
But just for hay. You ever heard of a hay barrack or hay rick or hay cap? Have you ever seen something like built with just four poles, just in a roof?
Yeah, I've seen a shed built like that.
But you didn't call it anything but a shed?
No, I didn't call it anything but a shed.
Okay. And if you had in the field at the time that you were cutting the hay, and if you did have it in groups smaller than a haystack, you said you didn't, but if you did, then what would you call that?
Well, I used to take some old pine pole and build them like that, and it'd be kind of wide down at the, and then run the gill out of the way and nail some strips around them and and put in case when hay be damp or wouldn't be chilled good, and you put that up on there and then the air could penetrate under it and come up to it. Well, that's the way they would save it then. It'll chill out by the way.
Yeah.
But if you pack it down in a stack and it's damp or it ain't chilled good, well, it'll rot.
Yeah.
But you can put it on them racks.
Yeah.
And the air can go penetrate up through it and sun shining on it, and it'll chill out under there.
I see.
That's a different one.
Okay, and some of the other buildings you might have on a farm, place where you keep cows, just cows.
Well, you have just a regular cattle shed or shed for the cattle. I hope Mr. build one over there just before Christmas for his cattle and his hay, and he got it tishing off the cattle all on that side and hay all on this side. It's just a big shed for them. They just go in there and eat when they get ready.
What about for horses? Same type thing?
Same as it. They can have their horses.
What if you had milk cows? And would you have a special area where you drive them so you can milk them?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I have one milk cow. And she stays in there. Pastor John of the day, and at night I have a stall out there. Bring her up and milk and put her in the stall out there for her to stay.
You ever heard of a milk gap?
Milk gap.